This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara quoted the statement of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina and Ayin Chesman Bey said, Hashoyseik amanas lemekat meifrafil mekanrad yud yamim. When do we say the shtika for a day is a hakama? That's if you are silent to uphold it. But if you were silent to chepa her, if you were silent to aggrieve her, to aggravate her, then you retain the right to be mefer the nedarim. Okay, so we're up to Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Two lines in the bottom. Masav Rab Chizda Choymer Behake Mi Behafer. There's a stringency of upholding over annulling. Uvahafer Mi Behakem. And a stringency of annulling over upholding. Choymer Behakem. The stringency of upholding. Shahashtika Mikayemes. Silence could affirm a neder. Ve'ein shtika mevatas. Silence cannot annul a neder. Another stringency of affirming. Kiyem beliboy kayem. If you affirmed in your heart, it stands. Hafer beliboy enoy mufar. So these are two stringencies of hakama over hafara. Silence works, as well as beliboy works. Katani, but it does say shashtika mekayemes, that shtika upholds a neder. My love b'shoisek amnas l'meka. Well, it doesn't specify. So isn't it talking about where you were silent in order to aggravate her? It says, well, no, le b'shoisek amnas l'kayem. We're talking about someone who's silent to uphold it. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you were silent in order to uphold it, Hainu Kiyem Belivai Kayam. Isn't that the same stringency of if you did it in your heart, then it's affirmed? What's the difference between Shtika Mekayemes and Kiyem Belivai Kayam? If Shtika Mekayemes is not talking about where you did it to aggrieve her, but rather you did it to uphold it, isn't that the same thing as Kiyem Belibay? So Gemara says, no, it's not. Ela b'shoisek stam. It's talking about where you're shoisek without any specific kavana. Now, let's see the run. Shashtika mekayemes kol sheshasak. Anyone who's silent, kol yom hashtika, kol yom shmiya, the whole day that you heard it. Kiyem belibay kayam, she'ain tzarach l'hoitzi b'svasav, you don't have to enunciate it with your lips. Hafer belibay enoy mufar, if you annulled it in your heart, it is not annulled. Ad she'yoitzi b'svasav, until you enunciate it. Now, here's a run that is not a certified run, meaning the Daf HaShavua does not require us to learn it. However, I require you to learn it, okay? We must see this run because there is a critical Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the run. And any day you see Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a good day. So I can't withhold it from you. The next run says like this, Hafer b'liba einam ufer. If you know that in your heart, it's not a note. Ad she'yotze b'sfasav. We learn it out from being silent on the day you hear it, which upholds the nether. The time am I, what's the reason it upholds the nether? Mishum dekivan sha'avar yom shmiya. If the whole day of shmiya passed v'lo yahafer and you didn't annul it, goli adaita shiroitz b'kiyumah shal nether. You're revealing that you want the nether. Alma, kol shebeliboy lekayim oisagi. We see that if it's in your heart to be mekayim a neder, that's enough. Ela diyav rachmana kol hahu yoyma lahafara. It's the Torah gives you the whole day of hafara, the whole day to annul it. Mishum da'ad da'arva shimsho, because until sunset, loy muchach midi sheiroy silakayim. It's not muchach that you want to be mekayimet. The dilma basar hachi meferla. Maybe you're going to know it later. Kiven de basar daite bel churaz linan. Because we go by your das alone. Umina. From here we learn the choshe kayem belibay kayem la'alter. From here we learn that anyone who's mekayim it in his heart, it's niskayim immediately. It's as if the day of listening has passed. Meaning, what's the Ran saying? How do I know that if you affirm it in your heart that it's a good affirmation? Says the Ran, we learn it from the fact that if, meaning, where do we get it from? How do we know that if you affirm something in your heart, it's immediately affirmed? Oh, says the Ran, from the fact that if you're silent on the whole first day, that's considered an affirmation. Why is it an affirmation? The affirmation is if you remain silent the whole day, you're showing that you want to affirm, even though you didn't say it. That demonstration is clear once the whole day is over. So if a whole day passes, we could deduce that you want to affirm it. That means, ki ein belibay. That means you could affirm in your heart. Meaning the Ran is saying, umina. Umina. From the fact that if a whole day passes and you're silent, it's an affirmation, but you never said you affirm. No, we deduce that you affirm. From there we learn out, ki ein belibay kayam. Shrek Rabbi Kiva Eger, how in the world could you learn out from the fact that if a whole day passes and the guy's silent, that shows that he wants to affirm. So now we could learn out that affirming in your heart works. No, you can't. It's only if you're silent the whole day, it's muchach what you're thinking. It's muchach what you're thinking. Because the default is, dvarim shebelev loy have a dvarim. Even if we could take a microscope and look into your heart, what you're thinking, it has no effect. It's only because when a whole day passes, it's not dvarim shebelev, it's muchach that's what you're thinking. But just because that's what you're thinking, that alone's not going to do the job. Frak Rabbi Kiva Eger, kasholi, second gillion ashas hakaimelon, da'avta dvarim shebelev lo have a dvarim, mikol magim echa de muchach, v'goloi l'kol, have a dvarim, it is a dvarim kahi de mavrachas, like certain cases where you're just trying to escape. Imkein maraya de b'shasa kol yoy mashmiya da'anu danin. How is it? What's the raya that if you're silent for the whole day of shmiya, what we're dealing with, demuchach shuroy tzabekuma, that shows that you want to uphold it. You want demuchach shuroy tzabekuma shal neder. And his kavana is revealed to us. That's why it's not a kiyam. But if he just upholds in his heart, in a galukal, it's not clear to everyone. It's like regular dorm shabalev, and it doesn't help. In other words, how could you prove from a scenario where it's clear what's in your heart that it also works when it's not clear what you're thinking? What kind of raya is that? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on the unauthorized run. But the Ran is saying, the Venera Be'enai, even though the different Hamaschas is on Hafer Beliba Ene Mufer, the Venera Be'enai is going on the Kiyam. If it's going on the Hafer, you don't see anything from Hafer, from Shtika. The Ran is saying, you know how we know? You know how we know Kiyem Beliba Kiyem? We learn it out from Shtika B'yom Shammai. Rabbi Eger says, what kind of raya is that? Shtika B'yom Shammai, it's Muchach. What's Beliba?
I'm just saying, Stamazoi, when the Baal is Shasak, how do we know that after a day he wants to confirm it? Maybe he wants to be Mefer. We don't know what's in his lathe. So the process of just being Shaisik lends towards being Mekayim as opposed to being Mefer.
No, but the Ran says because being Shasak shows that you want it. It's just that you need to wait a day because otherwise lo yimuchach midi sheyroitz lekayim. Maybe I'll be made for it later. Meaning, silence shows you want it. Elamai, why? Because why are you being silent? The answer is because I'm going to annul it later. But after the day passes, you can't annul it. So now the Rana says, it's muchach what you're thinking. But if you just think it, it's not muchach what you're thinking. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Let's move on. Says that now the Gemara has a side point here. The side point is Ashkechan Chomer B'Hakem Mi'B'Hafer. We find the stringency of upholding more than annulling. B'Hafer Mi'B'Hakem Mi'Nullin. What's the stringency of annulling more than confirming? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nish'olin Al HaHakem. You could annul. You could matir a confirmation, may nishal and ala hafer. You can't annul, you can't undo an annulment. This we had earlier, because once it's annulled, it's annulled. There's no way to, we had this on Daf Samach Tes, we had this 11 blad ago. Okay, now we're going to ask another kasha on Rabbi Chanina. Masr of Kahana, v'im. Hacharish yacharish la vim hacharish yacharish la isha. If her husband will be silent to her, miyoyim el yoyim vehekim es kol nidoreha oyes kol esoreha asher olah hekim oysam ki hacharish la biyom shamay. So it says Hecherish three times. What kind of silence is this talking about? B'shoisek amenas lemekar akos medaber. It's talking about, even if you're silent, to aggravate her. Ata oimer b'shoisek amenas lemekar. Really? Are we talking about where you're silent to aggravate her? Or ena ele b'shoisek amenas lekayim? Or even if, or maybe it's only talking about, right, we're saying if he's silent, he can't annul anymore. And the Braisa says we're talking about where he's silent in order to bother her. Maybe it's only if she's silent. Maybe it's only if he's silent in order to uphold it. Says already says silence one time. Hamani mekayim hacharish yacharish la isha two times. B'shoisek amenas lemekar akos medaber. We're talking about even if he's silent to aggravate her, still he can't annul it. Tiyufta. This is a refutation of the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. Tiyufta says the Ran kiyem en yachal hafer. Kiyem ein yachal hafer, hafer ein yachal kayem. Where was that? I skipped that. Yeah. Kiyem ein yachal hafer, hafer ein yachal kayem. If you uphold it, you can annul it. If you annul it, you can affirm it. Laha mil saloi chamira hakama mehafara. This statement of the Braisa is neither here nor there. It's not a chumra of either over the other. It's just if you do one, the other one becomes impossible. Didn't pick it for any particular chumra. Once we're talking about the various dinam of hakama and hafara, money ha nami badeo, it counts this with them. Says the Ran, my lab is shaysigam nasal makat vafil hachin katani shashtika makayames. Yet it says shtika affirms another kosha of rayom shmiya. Loi b'shoisek amanas l'kayim sheyehei haneder mekuyam me'ata, that the nether should be upheld from now. Choymer b'hafer minalan. What? Now, I don't think that's our gersa. Oh, it is. Choymer b'hakim b'hafer. B'hafer b'hakim minalan. The Ran says, I feel, lav dafka minalan. The word minalan is not accurate. D'haloi boi ela mainiu. We're not asking where do we know it from. We're asking what is it. Minalan usually means what's the source. We're not asking what's the source. We're asking what is it. Mainiu oisei choymer shal hafara. Nishalin al ha-hakim. The chumra is, we could be mater ahakama, she'im ha'ikim, if you affirmed a yachal l'shalalav, you could be mater the affirmation. The oisa yom shmiya, if you undo it on that day, v'yachal l'hafer bay b'yom, and then you could annul it that day. By the way, I think we discussed this. When you undo an affirmation, and now you want to annul it, is it only if you annul it that day? Or what if I undo a confirmation 3 days later? Could I then do it on that day? Because that was my earliest possible day. If I'm not mistaken, it was Machlokes Rishonim. The Ran says it's only on B'yom Shamay. And I could be made for it that day. If you know it, then you can't matter levato isafara. On condition to uphold it. This is very important. When it says he was silent, that's talking about shtika amanas l'kayim. Now, what does it mean, shtika amanas l'kayim? Shtika amanas l'kayim here doesn't mean afterwards, I'm going to actually uphold it. His das is that he's going to be mekayim it when the yom shmiya passes. Aval ein daita she mekuyim b'shtika zu. His das is not that it should be upheld with the silence, dihachi, because if that was the case, hechi matzi mefer b'chol yom shmiya. How could he annul it the whole yom hashmiya? Meaning the pasuk says that he has the whole day to annul it. How is that the case? If he was silent, and he wants it to be up, he wants it to be niskayim with that silence, then how could he annul it that whole day? It means he plans on upholding it afterwards. So the halacha is he could still annul it. It's not similar to what we said earlier. So Shoisek Amanas L'Kayim means something a little bit differently than it meant before. Okay. The Gemara now continues. We're going to bring another Tiyufta. Now the Gemara is Akasha. V'lukum habashoisek Amanas L'Kayim habashoisek Stam. How do you know one is talking about Shoisek Amanas L'Kayim and one is talking about Shoisek Amanas Lamekat? Maybe one is Shoisek Amanas Lakayim, and one is Shoisek Stam. And in both of those cases, You could annul it. And in both of those cases, after the day, you would not be able to annul it. Ma she'inkein shoisek almanas lemekat. Maybe you could have. Maybe you could annul. How do you know one is talking about shoisek almanas lemekat? Maybe it's talking about shoisek almanas lekayim and shoisek stam. Says Gemara, no, kro yisera ksivi. There are many extra psukim. Like we mentioned in the extra, in the end of the pasuk, it says Yacharish a third time. It says Aran Kroy Serksiva Tlosa Kroy Ksivi. It says a lashon of Hacharish three times, Hacharish Yacharish Trey, and the end of the pasuk Ki Hacharish La Hatlasa. Masiv Rava, another Kasher Rabbi Chanina. The Mishnah said Nadra Im Chashecha. She made a nether close to dark. Mefer La Ad Shalay Chashcha. You're allowed to annul it before it gets dark. Because if you didn't annul it and it got dark, you're not able to annul it. What does that mean? The halacha is, if there, whatever time is remaining, the husband could annul it before the end of Shabbos, even if it's not needed for Shabbos, because if he doesn't do it now, he won't be able to do it later. Amai, why? Why can't he do it later? He obviously doesn't want to uphold it. If you hold shasak amanas lemekat, if you hold being silent in order to bother the woman doesn't uphold the nether, what's the principle of that? The principle is, unless you want to affirm the nether, silence is not an affirmation. So this poor guy who has 90 seconds till Shabbos is over, we say, you better annul it, because you don't know now, you can't do it later. Why can't he say, why can't I do it later? My silence is not indicative of me wanting to confirm it. I'm just being silent. Meaning, if you hold being silent to bother the woman is not an affirmation, what's the logic of that? The logic is silence is not an automatic affirmation. It's only affirmation if I want it to be. So the guy with 90 seconds left to Shabbos doesn't want his silence to be an affirmation. So why do we say, you better do it now, otherwise you're stuck? Why is he stuck? He does, that silence doesn't mean he wants to affirm. Amai lehevi kishoisek amnas lemekat. It should be like silence in order to aggravate her. Tiyufta. So this refused Rabbi Chanina. Says the Ran. Masiv Rava, first white line. Nojem chashecha afagav diitoisiv chadazimna. Even though he was already refuted once. Maizvina aleisu. We refute him again. So you say, how many times are you going to blow him out of the water? The nafgamina is, if you find an answer to the first question, he'll be refuted for this. There are never enough refutations. You never know when they're going to resurface. Shem lo yahafer v'chashecha in yachal hafer. Taima yahav l'maydim afirin b'shabbos. Reason given why you could do it on Shabbos. Afilo shol l'tzarcha Shabbos, even not for the need of Shabbos. L'fi shahasho iveris, because the time is passing, because the precious l'el, like we explained earlier. V'amai l'hevi k'shoysek amanas l'mekat. D'i amar b'shoysek amanas l'mekat mochzi mafer. If you say you could annul when you do it, to agree for l'fisha oisa kama loy hoisa al dashi iskaima neder, because that silence was never that the nether should stand. Koshikein diava amri rabbanon de'ena mefer nedarim she'ena l'tzarech haShabbos. Certainly, if the rabbis would say you can't be mefer nedarim that are not for the sake of Shabbos, so shouldn't you be able to be mefer after Shabbos? You would be allowed to be made for it later. The reason you were silent on Shabbos, you didn't want to uphold it. You didn't have any way to annul it. From here we see every silence upholds a neder. One final refutation. Master Ravashi. Ravashi said, let's say a guy says, Yoidei ani sheyesh nedarim. I know my wife has nedarim, but any yodei sheyesh mafirin. I didn't know that I could annul them. Yafer. So then the halach is he's allowed to annul them. Even a year later, as soon as he finds out a husband could annul nedarim, he's allowed to. He's able to. Rabbi Meir says lo yafer. Yafer. But if he says yodei ani sheyesh mafirin, av any yodei sheyesh neder. I know you could annul, but I didn't know this is a neder. He knows that a husband could be made for nedarim, but he didn't know that this kind of neder you could be made for. Rameir Oymer, Rameir says, lo yafer. So he's not able to be made for this neder. Because if he knew that a husband could be made for nedarim, then that day is called Yom Shamay, and if he doesn't, if he's not made for that day, he's done. The Chachamim Oymer, the Chachamim say yafer. He could annul it. Frekti Gemara v'amai. Why in Rav Meir do we say that if he knew you could be made for, but he didn't know he could be made for this? It's upholding lehavi kishoysek amenasal meikat. Why he never wanted to uphold the nether? His silence doesn't prove anything. Tiyufta, this in fact refutes Rabbi Chanina. Let's see the Ran. Maser Rav Ashi yodei ani sheyesh nedarim shena darim shena darta shena ishiyav nedarim. I know the nedarim my wife made are nedarim, but any yodei sheyesh mafirin. I didn't know that they could be annulled. Biyom sheshamati on the day I heard them. Leisi yodei shabal yachal hafer nidra ishtekla. I didn't know that a husband could be made from the nedarim of his wife at all. Yafer, he could annul. But toich oisa yom shalama shabal yachal hafer. On the day he learns that the husband could be made for the nedarim, that hu yoima havel day yom shmiyah, for him that day is called the yom shamay. Aval ad hashta loy, but the days before were not called yom shamay. To loy mikri yom shmiyah ela kashiyadeh dinei hafar. It's not called yom shmiyah only when he knows the laws of hafara. But if he says aval eni yodeh shazan neder. Let's say he says, I know I could annul, but I didn't know I could annul this. Shazemina Nadarm Shabal Mefer, Rameir Omer lo yafer achar yom shmiya. Rameir says, you can't. Tekivan Shiadehu Shabal Mefer Nidre Ishtoi. Since he knew the basic idea that a husband could annul the Nadarm of his wife, Mikri yom shmiya. That day is called the yom shmiya. The Chachamim say yafer, he could. Tekivan Shiadehu Afaras Nadar Zeh. Since he didn't know you could be made for this Nadar, loy Mikri yom shmiya. So what's the Raya? If the halacha is that if you're silent to bother the woman, you could still annul, which means silence in by itself is not an affirmation. It's only if you were silent in order to uphold. Then why would Rav Meir say that I can't annul anymore? It's true, I know a husband could be made for, but I didn't know you could be made for this. So you'll say, okay, but that's only kasha from Rav Meir, but the Rabbanon say that I could be made for. So aren't the Rabbanon a raya to Rabbi Chanina? No. The only reason the Rabbanon argued Rav Meir, Elamishim Desfira Lahu, it's because Rabbanan hold deloy avashmiya. That's not called Yom Shamay. If you didn't know that this neder is meferable, it's not called Yom Shamay. Aval I avashmiya, if it would be considered shmiya, my delay deloy offer. He would agree that you can annul it. Ela vaday mashma deshoisek amanas lamekat loy matzi mafer. It must be that if you're silent in order to aggrieve, it's not a hafara hilkach naktinan. Therefore, we conclude the shoysekam nasal mekat kistam v'leimatzi mefer. You can't annul it. Ela biyom shmiya bovad. V'shoysekam nasal kayim. If you're silent to uphold it la'alter, then you can't even be mefer boi biyom. Shuveni yachal hafara afilu boi biyom. Hadrin alach nara hamurasa. Tomorrow we begin the 11th parak, ve'elu nedarim. Ve'elu nedarim. Okay, friends? Shkayach. Have an amazing night. And it will be, because you learned through Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.